Troy Coverdale in again for Brandon Peoples on In Focus this morning. We're talking with members of the Flint Hills Veterans Coalition. Melody Sexton, Ron Atkinson, and Janet Nichols are all with us this morning as we, yes, here early in October, look towards early in November as Veterans Day will be coming up and the annual parade coming up on November 11th, plus the Vet Fest that will take place at that time. Ron happens to be with the Manhattan Vet Center, and we wanted to touch a little more on what that means. What is the Manhattan Vet Center?
Okay, the Manhattan Vet Center is the entity of the Department of Veterans Affairs. Manhattan Vet Center's mission is to reach out to veterans and family members that are suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder. And we also do counseling services for family members and veterans with military sexual trauma. And we also do bereavement counseling as well. And we've been in the community now a little over 10 years. The vet centers were put into the community so they can be a service to veterans, active duty personnel, as well as reservists, National Guards, and Coast Guards, too.
Being that it has been a organization in place now for 10 years, what are the things that you have learned through the operation of the center in terms of where growth is going to continue in terms of services and the like that our veterans need?
All right. So veterans need to just have access to services. That's what we try to do. My position in the vet center is an outreach coordinator, so I reach out to veterans. We have a mobile vet center that's down in the Wichita Vet Center, but we use that vet center to reach out to veterans throughout Kansas and as well as throughout the world, actually. No, I say the world, but I mean wherever veterans are, we try to be there for them and reach out for them about those services they might need. A lot of veterans have access to not just medical coverage, but behavioral care as well as outreach for veterans who's trying to get disabilities started. So we contact with veterans and connect them with other resources throughout the community.
It's such a challenge for that. I don't think that, and I say this from some experience, but I don't know that veterans fully realize in many cases what all they have for benefits
right
post-service.
That's correct. That's correct. So that's why we're there, to try to make sure they understand what they do have and try to encourage vets just to reach out. A lot of veterans, that vet centers were started by Vietnam veterans, actually, for Vietnam veterans back in the late 1970s. And so with that said, the veterans didn't want to reach services. They didn't want to reach out to anybody. Mm-hmm. So we've been out there to try to encourage them to come in and seek the care that they need so they can get those services taken care of.
What kind of a challenge is it to get veterans to understand that these services are out there?
I guess the challenge for us in this area is the distance, because there are a lot of veterans who are in Western Kansas. There are not a lot of medical services from the VA perspective in Western Kansas. So our challenge is trying to reach out to them in the rural areas to make sure they know that services are available for them, and then know that they can come in and take advantage of those services.
Plus the challenge of, in some cases, where maybe their experiences as a veteran or in the service themselves, maybe don't have them wanting to talk much about
right
what has gone on.
And that's correct. That's correct. They don't often want to communicate about what's happening. They want to keep things closed in. So we try to reach out to them just to get them in, to get them just talking about some things. So we added different types of services within the vet center to include groups, peer support groups, anger management, stress control groups, just to get them talking. And that's the key. If you get them talking about some things, and they'll realize that, hey, I should have taken advantage of this a long time ago. We've had a lot of veterans that have said that, that if I would have known about this, then I would have taken advantage of it. Or if I knew that I could take advantage of it, then I would have done that many, many years ago.
This is such a great point, even given the military as it as we see the changes that are going on in it currently as it pertains to mental health. Right. And you know, just even conversations like General Milley discussing that mental health is such an issue when he's talking on Capitol Hill, that's not been discussed for so many years when it pertains to the military.
Mm-hmm. That's correct. And so that's why it's important that we continue to focus on mental health and let veterans know that it's nothing wrong with coming in to discuss what their issues are, because if they don't come in, then they won't get the help they need. So we got to continue stressing that, got to continue reaching out to veterans just to get them in to discuss those different things.
If someone is looking to reach out to the Vet Center, how can they get a hold of you?
All right, so the Vet Center is located here in Manhattan, Kansas, 1133 College Avenue, Building C, Suite 200. And so our phone number is 785-350-4920. And they can reach out to us anytime. We're there. We often tell veterans if those hours that we have, we see veterans from our office open from Mondays through Thursdays from 8 o'clock actually to 8 o'clock p.m. Mondays through Thursdays, and then 8 o'clock to 4:30 on Fridays. And if those times don't work for veterans, then if they need to be seen on Saturday and Sunday, then somebody will see them on Saturday and Sunday.
You almost did military time.
Yes, I did.
We caught you.
Send me something.
So again, keep all of that in mind. If you know someone who served in the military, could use those services. If you were in the military and could use those services, Right. Make sure that you get a hold of the Manhattan Vet Center. We mentioned the parade coming up. What other things should we be looking for?
Well, we really want to push that Vet Fest, Flint Hills Vet Fest, mm-hmm. because this is the first year we've done it. And again, brainchild of Tom Hintz, one of our members, and spearheaded by Major Chris Reed, who I believe is the assistant peace professor of military science for the ROTC.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yep. And so he's actually kind of spearheading the plan for this, but came up with the logo, come for the parade, stay for the party. So I got two great logos today. Mall to City Hall, come for the parade, stay for the party.
And likewise, if you want to put an entry into the parade, just go to flinthillsveterans.org. It is free. Yes. You just have to fill out a form. The directions are on there. There's two buttons right at the top. It couldn't be easier to take care of. So it's a fillable form. I mean, it's really, really simple. So
this parade's been going on since, was it 94?
I believe.
Since 94. So it is a well-run machine by now.
Yeah,
it
was, as we were talking about earlier, I went to school here, graduated in 93.
Okay.
So I didn't have a recollection of there being a large Veterans Day parade mm-hmm. here in town. So this is still all new to me, but you guys continue to build on it, and that is the key point.
Right. Well, and we're also, you want to talk more, Ron, about the things we're hoping to get, like the bounce houses?
Oh, yes. Yeah. So at the fest, we're hoping to have a bounce house, some food truck events that are coming on board. So we're looking forward to that. And it's just going to be a really great time to just enjoy being a part of it.
And we'll have a covered eating area. It looks like, I think it's the National Guard here that are going to provide two GP Larges, which in civilian language is really big tents.
Right.
And, and we're going to pretty much take over City Park.
Did you
mention the fire department? I think you did, in RCPD.
Right. So the fire department will be there mm-hmm. on point as well. And it's going to be in RCDP would be there as well. So mm-hmm. it's going to be just a great city event that's run, it comes to all of the city areas that's coming to help us out with it.
And can I add Parks and Rec, City of Manhattan, Riley County, tremendous support, not only for the parade, but for this new event that we're doing this year. Mm-hmm. We're going to continue it. It's going to be popular.
Yeah, the city and the county are so supportive of us, and we really couldn't do these events without the support of the city and the county.
No.
They're really easy to work with. They want this event to happen. RCPD always takes great care of us, mm-hmm. as does the fire department, as does Fort Riley and First ID, as does the National Guard. K-State ROTC, like everybody comes together for this. And the Flint Hills Veterans Coalition itself, what a great group of doers.
Yeah.
Like, you know, we're always looking for volunteers, but everybody on that committee does. Mm-hmm. You know, it's really just a great, great group.
I just want to point out and make sure that people don't freak out when they see a tank rolling through the streets of Manhattan ahead of Vet Fest.
It is so cool. You know what?
When I see tanks and Bradleys going down in the street, I think it's a good thing, but that's because my husband was in the Army for 30 years. I'm like, oh, a tank.
It's just if they, I'm just thinking someone's going to go,
And what's more impressive sometimes, too, I say more impressive, is that they're going to come over on, we call them heavy equipment carriers. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And those heads are very impressive. You know, you got a trailer that has 40 tires on it just holding it.
Right.
The vehicle. So
it will be quite a day again coming up on November 11th, Veterans Day Parade. How can they keep up with what's going on with the Flint Hills Veterans Coalition online?
Well, we have our next meeting actually is October 12th at 10 a.m. in the Tower Room. Usually it's the Utopia Room, but the Tower Room of St. Thomas More Church, which is on Kimball. And you can also find us on flinthillsveterans.org. That's our website, our Facebook page, Flint Hills Veterans Coalition. You can always get more information. We want you to sign up for the parade. We want you to come to the Vet Fest. And we'd like you to come to the Manhattan Military Affairs Relations Committee luncheon.
Thank you. Yeah. She's pushing my day job.
I am. It's all about veterans.
So the Manhattan Military Relations Committee, which is a part of the Manhattan Area Chamber of Commerce, I have a monthly lunch, and the next one is this Wednesday, October 6th. We have Todd Holmberg from McCain Auditorium talking. Mm. He does a lot of programming with Fort Riley and the First ID. He also has a new renovation to talk about, mm-hmm. and he has a season this year in person, which is real exciting.
McCain Auditorium has some amazing veteran outreach programs. Mm-hmm. They have some. I'm hoping you'll talk about that.
I think that's what he's planning. Mm-hmm. Todd Holmberg is a really great guy. Mm-hmm. He has a Medal of Freedom, I believe, for his work doing military work. And then on November 3rd, we mentioned the 130th Field Artillery. Colonel Paul Schneider is back from deployment to the Middle East. I'm sure he'll have a lot of interesting stuff to say. And then filling out the year, my National Guard theme, I will have Major General Weinschar, the Adjutant General for the State of Kansas, December 1st.
Okay.
So MRC lunch, thank you.
And where will that be at?
This Holiday Inn at the campus this Wednesday.
Okay, very good. Thank you all three for coming in. Appreciate you being in
thank
this
you.
Morning.
Thank
good to
you.
See you again face to face. Janet Nichols, Ron Atkinson, Melody Sexton with the Flint Hills Veterans Coalition here in our second half hour this morning of In Focus. Speaking of McCain, I heard you drop the note earlier, Dave, that
Kansas, the point of no return tour, May 18.
Boy, you are all over that.
Yeah. It's Kansas.
Wait,
that's what we do.
How long? Wait.
May 18th.
How long? Wait.
To the point of no return? Okay, I get you.
Good get. Good get. Yeah. Ah.
Nice.
I'm showing my age.
That's all right. And your
intellect.
We'll go with that.
I'm a font of useless knowledge.